On the second day of October.
Yes, just sing it. Just sing the whole thing.
My true love gave to me two final Ghost movies. That was
I should have two.
What?
No, I don't. I won't mention the.
God, I almost wanted to write two down for like every one of these. But
This was hard.
This was hard because there's a lot of great Ghost movies.
I feel like we're eventually going to have one episode where we're both going to see the same movie.
I hope so, but I highly doubt it. I think we're just pretty different.
I think you maybe try a little too hard to not to do that.
So no.
Like, I know he's going to bring that
song. No,
so.
There's a couple where I'm like, there's also some like as I wanted to put down for some subgenres that mm-hmm. like would fit in another one. So maybe we'll have picked the same movie, okay. But maybe it'll be in a different slot. Because some things can be in a couple different movies sections.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. So today,
you go first
the second day of Halloween month, we're doing one final Ghost movie.
One final Ghost movie.
So you went first last time, so I'm firsty this time, and I'm going with, I think I've mentioned this movie to you before, but I don't know, over the podcast.
Just say it.
1988's Lady in White.
Why do you think the year? It's so annoying. It's so pretentious.
It's just not say pretentious. I just want people to know in case there's no. Look, every time we list a movie, we say what year it came out.
2017's Raw.
That was last
year. Oh, 2016. That's last
year,
right?
Anyway, Lady in White. You
Lady
go.
White.
Ready?
Okay. What year was that?
What? You just made fun of me. 1988.
What year was it? 88.
Yeah. Okay.
Mine is 2001.
A Space Odyssey. Just kidding. What? Go.
The Ring.
Okay.
2001. So it's the Gore Verbinski's version.
Okay.
Yeah, with Naomi Watts.
Yeah.
Young Naomi Watts before she. Yeah.
Like, again, I think we've said this to you before, but like an American remake that was actually really good.
Which is rare.
Totally rare.
Yeah. Am I runner up?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just saying, this is my favorite. I just want to mention this, and I won't talk about this.
Okay, I'll do runner up and send another one.
The others, and this I won't talk about it.
It's so good. No, I totally agree. And that was on. Okay, good. I'm so glad you said it. Because I was like.
That was your runner up too?
It was totally on one of my top favorite ghost stories of all time. That one was like, it had the surprise factor.
It was gimmicky because it had the twist
and
at the end.
If I'm not mistaken, it came around, it came out the same time as like Sixth Sense and
a little after Sixth Sense. Yeah.
And what's that other movie that never gets the credit that it deserves with Kevin Bacon? That came out literally
the
same
wall.
Year. Yeah, right, yeah. Oh.
I can't remember.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I can't. Echoes.
Stir of Echoes.
Yeah.
Yes. So all three
stir.
Of those movies.
Not stare.
Stir of Echoes. All three of those movies came out around the same time, and they all had that surprise element, and they were all good for different reasons. But the others.
Stir of Echoes actually has a really good jump scare. It only has one.
Stir of Echoes has a really good jump
really
scare.
Really good.
It's when he's in and he turns and she's there.
Yeah, when he's watching TV.
On the TV. Yeah. On the couch. Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad I remember that. So just really fast, your runner up, totally agree. The others, it's a beautiful movie. The ambiance
breaks your heart
just
too.
Saying, totally 100%. And when the husband comes back, god,
like,
seriously. And then that creepy old woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. But okay, so but today we chose two movies.
Yeah, The Ring, because I've never said in a movie or horror movie at least where when the lights went down lights went up after the movie was over.
Yeah,
everyone was so weirded out.
Yeah.
Like anyone,
God,
they have never seen a movie like this before.
Never.
And people didn't move.
Yeah.
Or talk.
Yeah.
They're like, for minutes, they were like, they're like, what the hell was that? Like,
I remember who I went and saw it with. And I remember I was.
My girlfriend couldn't, she couldn't go home.
I started doing this like maniacal laugh at the end. Cause I was like, what the, cause I was so creeped out too. I was like, I haven't felt that way ever, really, like since.
And I had watched the original before.
And I had not.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, this is scarier.
So I had no idea what it was about.
So
and that was, and you're totally right. Like it was kind of new and different and totally creepy.
Yeah.
And the ghost is.
And that started a trend for years.
100%.
And still echoes to this day, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the ghost in it, she's fucking like badass. She can crawl out of television sets.
And then she teleports.
And she's scary as fuck.
And remember, what's David Cross's wife's name now? What's her name? Amber Tamlin?
Sure.
She's the girl in the closet.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
In the movie, right? There's the first girl who dies in the beginning.
Okay.
And they show, and then they talk about, like, her mom talks about, like, I found her in the closet.
Oh.
And then they flashback, and they of her opening the closet, there's no sound whatsoever. And she opens the closet, and her daughter's like,
oh, I know what you're saying.
That's Amber Tamlin.
Okay. Was she dead or alive?
She's dead.
So why was she making a noise like that?
I was making
it. You're just making the noise that the face would make.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay, so mine, Lady in White, I know I've talked about this to you at least, you to me, and not necessarily over the podcast, but you've never seen it, right?
I have.
You have?
I was a kid, yeah.
Okay, yeah, this totally
I don't remember a lot from it, but yeah.
So I will tell you, I've been dying to rewatch this because I watched it so many times as a child, and it just had, I don't know, such an effect on me. And talk about, like, something that I don't forget. Okay, this song. Sorry for my singing. Have you ever seen a dream walking? Well, I did. Mm-hmm. That song I will never fucking forget because of that movie. And it's creepy. And the whole movie is just so good. Lucas Haas is a little kid, if you guys know who I'm talking about. I don't know what this meant, but I read that it was filmed in Wayne County, New York, and apparently they took advantage of the local lore and scenery. So it was all based off of, and I love this because I totally eat this kind of shit up, but like legendary local lore of, you know, like we all have it, right? The goat man and the blue dog, I have it. But anyway, there's a local legend of a woman who's searching for her daughter in that area. And that's what this movie has Lucas Haas, I'll never forget it. I mean, I was a kid, and of course the movie takes place in the past, even though it was made in the 80s, but it's Halloween, so again, like, another reason to love this movie. But it's Halloween in the beginning of the movie, and like Lucas Haas gets trapped in the coat closet, and he essentially gets like locked in overnight, and he sees like this little poor little ghost girl get murdered, and you don't know who the murderer is until, you know, you find out towards the end, but there's a twist and it's scary. And so there's ghosts mixed with real terrifying human beings in real life. And it's just, I don't know. It's, as a little kid in the 80s when fucking kids were getting snatched up all the time and you started hearing about it, and mix me being kind of afraid, and I totally believed in ghosts when I was a kid. Now I'm totally not much of a believer, I think, anymore. But I was so bought into ghosts and being terrified of, like, bad guys. And there's just a really, I don't know, very visual scene at the end with, what's her name, Mona from, I think it's Mona from...
from what?
What's that show called with Tony Danza? Oh my god!
Oh, Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss? Yeah. Mona from Who's the Boss is in it, and there's like this crazy scene in the end with like Lucas Haas's body's like laying in a bed, and there's all these candles. It's just so many like good visuals from that movie. So if you haven't seen it, go watch that fucking film. It's so good.
Cool.
I want to watch it right now.
So
little redhead ghosts.
So The Ring and Lady in White, they're both females in white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they'll.
Yeah, she was in white. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. They're both dead ghosts in white. You're right. Okay. So.
All right. So.
Good job.
We'll see you tomorrow. This is Minky.
This is Tracy.
Bye.